Testing, one, two. Testing, one, two. Hey everyone.
Can we
you should have done that on camera.
Can we just have a moment to recover from the fact that we just watched all that information about squeaking?
Yeah, so I don't know who's watched it out there, but there's this show called Squid Game on Netflix, and I binged the whole series in like 2 days, and Liam refused to watch it. I told him the whole situation of what happens, and we watched a video of like the red light, green light game that they play, and he is disturbed.
I hate the idea of the show. I hate thinking of human beings in that way. I hate the desperation. I hate the anxiety. I hate the pleasure that the rich people have. I hate the system. I hate everything about that show. I want to go live on a farm. I want to hug cows and play with dogs and watch sunrises and just, I don't know, fucking live out my life alone, peacefully, on the earth.
Did someone say, wussy loser?
No, nobody said that. Somebody said, regular person.
I hope you're regular. Take your fiber.
I have actually been eating a lot of spicy salami, and my shits have been irregular.
You're irregular.
Like hot, spicy, random,
I don't
short,
wanna hear it.
Rapid.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 33. I think this will be 33 of Two Servings of Fruit. My name is Chase.
My name is Liam.
And we are a few drinks in.
This is a drunk episode. Drunk episode.
You should have cracked your can in the...
I'll
crack a can. That was a good one. Let me just pause and hear that back. I was correct. That, in fact, was a good one. You're welcome. So, this is a drunk episode. We did a drunk episode a little while back. If you're loyal, you remember. If you're disloyal, you don't.
If you're disloyal,
get out. Get out. Get out. We're going to cast you in our squid game.
Chase, never say the word squid game to me ever again.
Squid game.
What we should do in this episode, this is actually undecided. So we're working through the process. All I knew
is... That's not true.
It's a little bit. Anyways, last drunk episode was unsolicited advice. Or actually, it was solicited. This episode should be... almost the reverse. It's like a get to know you Q&A plus
Q and gay.
We should do a personality test.
Like I don't want to do one of those stupid fucking like
ENG booga.
Liam, they ask you 600 questions. We put people through enough with the BuzzFeed last week. Like we can't go about answering
me like I love quizzes. Again. I love quizzes.
Yeah. So we have questions.
We have questions, you have answers, vice versa.
No, you have questions, we have the answers, ladies and gentlemen. And non-binary people. That's very.
You like, oh.
That's very binary of me. So, we have questions to answer.
Where?
I have them. Don't worry, Liam. I'm always prepared. The really big difference here between our first drunk episode and this drunk episode is...
we're a lot drunker.
Frankly. We started the first drunk episode sober, and we drank and progressed. This one...
Now.
We lost track of time. Quite honestly, we lost track of time. We did a power hour. We talked about Squid Game, which made Liam want to drink more just to cope. Here's how the situation's going to go. We've been asked some questions by loyal viewers, loyal subscribers, loyal, beautiful babes. And
actually, we need to think of a name for our fans. The babes?
Fruit snacks.
Okay. Are you saying the babes?
the babes. Fruit snacks.
Okay, fine.
Because, yeah, fruit snacks. That's what we wanted to name our podcast, but it's already taken. Don't subscribe to them. Just kidding.
The Fruit Snacks podcast was a bunch of straight guys, too. That's the worst part. Is it wasn't even being used by gay people.
Yeah.
Remember that?
It was, like, about snacks, wasn't it?
I don't know what the fuck it was about. They had 15-minute episodes, and they had four of them.
They should be like taken down. Apple, Spotify, listen to me here and now. I am reclaiming my time. Oh, my God. I am reclaiming.
Are you wearing a ring?
No.
You fucking smacked that table hard.
That was my knuckle.
Jesus.
I am reclaiming my time. I'm reclaiming my purpose. I want the name Fruit Snacks. I will not use it because I quite like two servings of fruit, but I want it trademarked under my name.
I stand for the revolution. Okay, here's our first question from a loyal viewer.
What is it?
What's your worst habit?
Biting my nails.
You think that's a bad habit?
Oh my God, it's a terrible habit.
It's a terrible habit for yourself, but what's your worst habit? Like, you think that's your worst habit?
Well, just let me talk about biting my nails for 20 minutes.
You think that's your worst?
I've bit my nails for a long, 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 long time. And a while there, it was like pretty bad. Right now, they're not even, don't look at my thumbs.
I can't look at your thumbs. Like, I actually physically can't look at your thumbs.
I know, but right now, the rest of them aren't that bad.
Do you still bite?
Sometimes. I was doing really well because I got my nails done for Pride. And, like, when my nails are done, I don't bite because I paid money. They grew a lot while they were painted. And, like, I've been doing a really good job not biting them. But when I get really stressed, like, I really go at my thumbs. And,
do you
like,
notice? Like, I'm curious. Like, when you're biting your thumb, is it, like, a subconscious thing? Or are you aware of, you're biting?
It definitely, for the most part, is a subconscious thing. But I would say in the past year or more, because since the pandemic, I've really been trying to stop. And I've not been doing a good job, but I've really wanted to stop. Mm. And so I feel like, just because it's germy and gross, like, I really feel like
minus the grossness, your thumbs are genuinely fucked up. Like,
this thumb, my right thumb,
looking at your thumb looks like a clubbed toe. Like, you actually have clubbed foot hands.
Damn, are you trying to make me cry on
I'm not
air?
Trying to make you cry. I'm just saying, like, you have physical effects.
I hope
from
you
your
get
biting.
Squid gamed.
Chase, I would fucking petition everybody in that household. I wouldn't go on. I would not
household.
Go on. I would not go on. I
well,
would I would
hope you do.
I would rather live off nothing in the woods.
Well, then don't comment on my fucking thumbs. This thumb is fucked for one reason and one reason alone. 5 years ago, 4 years ago, some time ago, I bit the whole nail off.
Chase.
I'm having a confessional.
No, but
don't
I know,
interrupt
but
I'm having a confessional.
I'm prompting your questions here.
Fine.
When did you notice that you were biting too much of your thumb off?
So, the situation happened. I was picking at my thumb. I have really bad anxiety. I'm on medication now. I was picking the middle part of it.
Don't do that.
And so, a piece of the middle part came off. And when the real big thing, and I don't know if any nail biters out there can really... I hope no one's judging,
you should call yourselves the NBA, Nail Biters Association.
Yeah, sure. Sorry. When you see, like, a raw edge, that's what, like, gets me to pick. Like, I don't like seeing... I want to try to make the edge smooth. But the thing is, when you're picking your nails, you'll never make the edge smooth. So
you
it's like
do
a cycle.
Get a filer.
So it
get a file.
I have a million files. Started in the middle, and then it just... But there was one point where, like, there was no nail here and there was nail all around here.
And did you think?
And then I was like, I've really gone too far. But, like, what am I going to do? Just leave all this nail around? I was like, let's just start fresh. Then also have a good time. Getting there.
I knew you when you had that whole nail situation off. And
didn't I try to show you?
Yeah.
I had a Band-Aid on it for months.
Oh, God, Jason.
God, it was less than 4 years ago. It was a couple years ago.
Shit. Yeah, that was actually like recently.
I'm really trying to get a hold of it. I think these nail growth, it's not bad right now. It's not bad.
Those look like normal nails.
Perfect.
Do you notice when you bite? Like you said you...
Well, like I said,
like
now that
unconscious,
I'm...
But like, are you aware of it now?
I think it's when I'm really anxious or stressed, it starts subconsciously. Like I just do it innately. But once I start doing it, I'm very aware. I'm like, oh, like you should stop.
I get finger stuff because like I like to push my nail beds back, but yeah. Not too far.
Well, I'm trying to stop altogether, and I'm going to get there one day.
Yeah, I think you maybe need a healthy outlet for your anxiety. But I used to pick a lot. When I had acne, I loved to pick at my acne. But that was also like a little bit cathartic because
some people pick out their hair. Some people pick at their skin. Some people pluck out their eyelashes.
I've seen that.
Like,
no, I know. It's a common thing. I'm not saying anything about it.
He's not saying anything about it.
Other than you have fucked up nails. That's a fact.
That's the only fucking thing you can say about it.
But you have fucked up nails. Like, you have a really fucked up thumb and I can't
look
at it.
Just this thumb. This thumb's pretty normal.
They both look clubbed.
Well, this thumb is just the thumb I've had for all my life.
Okay, well, maybe you just naturally have clubbed thumbs.
This thumb, feel it.
No, I actually can't.
No, it just feel it. Trust me, it's not that bad. Feel
it's
this.
It's like sandpaper or something.
No, it's just like a little weird texture.
Ow! Ew! That's so lumpy! It's like so many lumps. Like so... Chase, what the hell?
I'm gonna pee my pants!
Chase... There are actually like multiple. No, I'm never touching that thumb ever again. No. Jace, there are so many different textures on there.
I'm crying. I can't breathe. Jesus.
Okay, I was gonna say, like, my worst habit is like, I'm a little uptight. Frankly, I don't feel like I have any habits. My worst habit is like farting.
You asked me this question knowing damn well I would talk about my nails.
I knew you would talk about your nails. I just didn't know that you had this many issues with your nails. And I did not know your nail was... Chase! Don't bite it. Do not bite that shit.
That's enough about the nails. At the timestamp, we've been talking about nails for fucking 8 minutes.
That's fucked up.
Next question. Have you ever gotten in a physical altercation with someone?
Ooh. No.
Okay.
Not me saying, ooh. Actually, that's not true. Maybe, no. I've never been hit. I've never been in a fight. I always thought if I was in a fight, I would have no idea what the fuck to do. Frankly. True. Like, how do you punch? Like, yeah. It's not good.
That's not how you punch. That's what I know.
That's how you punch. That is how you punch.
That's almost as bad as you driving.
My driving's perfect.
Liam drove today, and the way he turns the wheel, most people will know listening to this, most grown adults will know, not Abby, most grown adults will know that when you turn the wheel, it's hand over hand. That's the situation.
What does that mean?
Liam grabs the fucking 3 o'clock position of the wheel and twists it with his one right arm, twists it. I guess he wouldn't have two right arms. Yeah, his right arm twists it till his arm is fucking upside down to make the turn.
Maybe I'm just more flexible than you.
Someone tell me that's...
That's a normal way to make the turn. Have you ever been in a physical fight?
Just the one time in grade 10 where some on a band trip, this guy... named
you were in band?
Yes. Oh, sorry, it was grade 9 because I quit band after. I played trumpet in the band from grade 7 to 9. I think I've told this story on the podcast before, but I was in grade 9 and we were on a band trip and this guy named Nick, I don't care if he hears this,
he's not fucking listening to a podcast by two gay guys, let's just say that.
Maybe
right
he
now
is, maybe he's secretly in love with me because he called me a faggot.
Well, that's...
and I sacked him hard and he keeled over, is that the word?
Yeah.
And that was that. That's the only real physical... I mean, I've gotten in many physical fights with my siblings. Shout out to them. Hey, guys.
I'm not the shout out to them. Here's a fun one. Oh, I mean, yeah, I've, like, fought with my sisters and stuff, but that's more, like, of a jokingly way. Because they're so weak and small, I can just, like, fucking... Anyways, what's the biggest lie you've ever told?
Should we be shouting out? Like, this one's from Cassidy Ray. This one's from Serenity Joy. Everyone needs to have a first name and middle name. This one's from Miley Cyrus.
Miley Billy Ray.
Anyways, what's the question?
What's the biggest lie you've ever told?
What's the biggest lie? I tell myself I love myself every day.
Chase. Me saying Chase. You need to love yourself. You're a person worthy of love.
I know. I'm amazing.
Exactly. You should treat other people the way you treat yourself. Anyways, What's the biggest lie you've ever told? Me just giving you a pep talk.
This feels like it's lied about for not a big reason.
Uh-huh.
But it's a big thing to some people to lie about, and I imagine people are going to think my morals are fairly low once I tell you.
Oh, okay.
But one time to get out of class, I told my professor that a relative died.
I've done something similar. I said a relative had surgery.
Yes. I said died, and I had to go to the funeral.
Was it a close... Did you say close relative?
I said my grandma. But ooh, she's been dead for 15 years. I love you, Grandma. I don't think she'd mind if I used her death 10 years later.
I don't think she would either.
She'd probably think, good on ya.
I don't think that's the worst, biggest lie. If that's the biggest lie.
What else would be a big lie?
Maybe I think maybe if you take it more, if you think of it more broadly, I think retrospectively, I don't know if I necessarily knew this at the time, but I do think, looking back, I think I felt this way. When I was in a relationship a while ago, I was like, oh, I think I should end this, but I didn't, you know? And maybe that's a lie.
A lie to yourself?
Yeah. Maybe I was lying to myself. But, again, you don't really... It's, very layered because you don't really know if you know that when you're in it. You're like, I'm not sure. Other than that, I would say the biggest lie I've ever told is that I threw my bong out when I didn't to my dad.
I've lied to my mother about smoking marijuana. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
I just, I don't think lying is inherently morally wrong. I think it's in fact.
Do you think lying can be beneficial?
Of course, the whole point in lying is to benefit yourself.
Let me rephrase the question. Do you think lying can be mutually beneficial?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Is that a controversial point of view?
I think a lot of people run through the world thinking I'd rather have the truth no matter how difficult it is. I don't know if that's necessarily true. I don't know if people always want the truth.
I'm trying to think of a situation where it would be better to tell the truth.
Than lie? Well, most situations.
Me saying that I lie all the time. No, I don't.
I can't think of a situation where it's better to tell the truth.
I'm trying to think of a situation where it would be mutually beneficial to lie.
I think lies can be maybe comforting to people. So a really easy one is no, you don't look fat.
Yeah, why would you want to tell them they look fat?
Exactly. You don't want to be honest in that situation. I think sometimes...
That is so subjective anyway.
The benefit of the truth can be... can outweigh the benefit of the lie. But a lot of times there is a... I think the bigger issue is the fact that there is a benefit to lying. A lot of the time. To
Liam
both people.
Is really in this philosophical humanity type of mood today after we talked about Squid Game.
Amen to that.
So let him talk to you a bit about why lying is destroying human race.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. And actually, I'm moving on to the next question.
Okay.
That's
a good my one. Turn to ask the next question by Fine. Our loyal viewership. Our fruit snacks.
I love you, fruit snacks. Fruit You're snacks. My snacky fruits.
Have you ever wanted to try LARP live action role play?
Yes.
Have you ever wanted to?
I would.
For what?
I think it would be really cool to go with a bunch. It's almost like Disneyland, you know? You're fully immersed.
Okay, want to know something?
You did it?
I've done it.
Oh, no way. You fucking nerd. You suck. You suck, listen. Guys. Bully that fucking nerd.
I'm not you saying I want to do it, and then bullying me for having done it.
Fucking nerd. I've never fucking done it, you nerd.
I was 15, and my brother was friends with someone whose brother organized this LARPing thing, and it was at this park in Surrey, and it was the Hunger Games LARP. So everyone had to bring their
Please
own.
Please tell me you went as PETA.
Well, no one, it wasn't cosplay, dress up. It was come as yourself. You just have to bring a weapon. So me and my brother brought these foam swords and
oh my God.
And so
where was the cornucopia?
It was this big tree in the middle of the park. And so we all stood around the tree and then it was go. And everyone just ran into the woods. And I'm not kidding. I took this shit seriously. I wanted to win. I found this guy, shout out to you, Jason, and we teamed up. I was obviously I needed a fucking alliance.
Did you murder him?
No. Ah. So we went through the whole game. Like, Liam, I'm not kidding you. This was like intense. Like, we were crawling through mud, like covered in mud, like trying to stay hidden. We didn't stick to the path. We went off road.
Was Jason your fucking guide? Like, this kind of sounds romantic, not gonna lie.
Yeah, me and Jason were in love.
Honestly, it sounds like little Peter Katniss.
But it was like, it was a big park, and we would like, no sticking to the paths, because you would die if you stuck to the paths. Yeah. Run into people. So we would crawl on our hands and knees with my foam sword in my mouth in the mud. I would go home. My dad would pick me up. Me and my brother would be
covered. Wait, did you do this regularly?
I did it 3 times. We would be covered in mud, and my dad would be like, you are not getting in my car. Like, what the fuck? And so me and Jason went around. I killed many people that day.
That actually sounds so fun.
And you know how the Hunger Games, like, when you get to the end, there's a situation. I'm a little drunk, so I don't know the situation.
I don't know what the situation was. I did it, but I did it 3 times. I don't know what the situation was.
When there's, like, 5 people left or whatever, like, I don't know if this is in the Hunger Games, but the rule of the LARPing was when there's 5 people left.
Uh-huh.
Everyone gets called, like an air horn went off or whatever. And everyone went back to the cornucopia, which was the big tree. Oh. And so the 5 people stood in a circle and had to basically just fight to the death.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were just like, we want to.
So
the clock's been run out.
Yeah. So you were other people. I don't think other people really had an alliance. So I was like, okay, me and Jason, like, we're going to kill everyone. And then when we have to, we're going to kill each other. That, like, we'll just fight fairly. Mm-hmm. And so me and Jason talked. We were like, yeah, we'll kill each other. And so the air horn goes off. We start fighting. Right away, Jason kills me.
Well, no shit.
Slits my throat.
No shit.
Slits my throat.
I'm not.
I turned my back for 1 second, that stupid rat. And I took my foam sword and I was about to swipe on this bitch. And I feel Jason's fucking axe on my neck. And I was stunned. I was stunned. And I looked around and everyone was aghast. Like, oh my God.
Like gagged.
Yeah. Everyone was gagged. And I was like, does that count? Like, I was so fucked up. And everyone was like, yeah, that fucking counts. And then I was
the, does that count? Can we pause the game, guys? Does that count?
And then I was out. Isn't that fucked? I was the first person out of the 5-person final. Thanks to Jason.
Oh, really? You were the first out of that final?
He did it. Liam, he did it within the first millisecond.
He's on his. Did he win?
He did.
Well, you know what? That means you got a good team player.
Who?
He would have killed you regardless. Like, if you made it to the final 2, you really think you would have won?
Maybe.
No. Chase, come on. Be honest with yourself.
No, probably not.
He was the one. I just know for a fact. He was the one leading you through these bushes probably. And mud trails.
I was fucking gasping for air, fucking out of shape.
I think you had a crush. I think you had a crush on him.
I did not have a crush on him. Sorry if he's listening. That sounded like really surefire. Like, I didn't, but like, I did not. Like, just to be clear, I did not.
Okay, sure. But, sure thing. If you say so.
But I will never forgive him for that.
I would actually do that. The way you described it, I would do it. Can you pass me a drink?
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
Yeah.
Should we organize it?
I'm down.
The thing about LARPing is you really have to commit. Like, you gotta crawl through the mud.
Well, okay, yeah, but I mean, like, I thought you... Well, LARP, I think, like, you're acting medieval. Like, you're doing, like, weird... You're talking, like, hello, my lady! You want a piece of Cornish and you know? It's for a shekel.
No, well, I'm sure, like, LARPing in other senses, you have to do that shit. But this was the Hunger Games, baby. Like,
so you just wore regular clothes. Everybody showed up regular.
Athletic wear.
And you brought a foam sword?
The most intense part was when you're all around the cornucopia and you have to, like, pile. Because you know at the Hunger Games, when it starts, you have to run and get your weapon. So all of everyone's weapons were piled up the thing. So you had to run and get your weapon and then fucking run the fuck away so before fun. Someone, like, killed you.
That's actually so fun. How long did it last? Like, multiple hours?
Like a couple hours. Us in this park, like, this park when people are fully just walking around, like, walking their dog, and there's me fucking crawling through the mud with my foam sword.
I'm picturing, like... Fuck. Like, not... Like, not too far off the trail. Like, visible.
No, like, there's a trail on one end, and there's a trail 20 feet away, and there's bush in between, and I'm crawling through that bush. I'm crawling through that bush. Like, fuck.
That's so fire. I'm so happy for you.
Anyways, that's why I asked that question, because I knew I had experience.
Oh, what is your least favorite part about family gatherings? I would say all of it.
I love
all of my family individually.
Yeah.
All of my family together. Jesus Christ. No. Chelsea listens to the podcast now, so Chelsea will hear this. She's my sister.
Does she listen to the podcast?
Yeah, she does.
Hey, Chelsea, I just wanted to say thank you for inviting me to your wedding.
All I want to say is no. Just no. Family gatherings? No. Don't love them. I love my family. I do not love them all together.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't hate family gatherings. Listen, when it was my extended family, I think I was in the same boat. When it's my immediate family, it's like pretty casual, chill. Like, I don't.
What about Christmas? Christmas is a good example. Change family gatherings to Christmas. What do you hate most about Christmas?
What I hate most about Christmas, and this is genuine, this sounds like such a bullshit answer, I genuinely hate how much, like, I feel like certain members of my family, I won't name names, put, like, importance and emphasis on, like, the gifts they receive.
Mm.
And, like, if they don't receive gifts that they love and adore, it's, like, their day's ruined. And I will say, when I was, like, young, that was probably how I acted, just as a little brat. But, like, I don't even really want to do gifts anymore. Like,
I like giving gifts. I don't like feeling obligated
to give gifts. But, like, little sentimental gifts.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, if I don't need to buy you a fucking PlayStation every Christmas.
No, I fully agree. I think my biggest issue with Christmas immediately family style, I'm saying immediately family, immediate family, is insensitivity.
I'll just leave it. To what?
Just insensitivity.
To what? Jesus.
To people. Just to everyone. Just to the in the same vein. Gift receiving, gift giving, just like Christmas is your sole time to feel absolutely grateful for everything and for all the love you have in your life Christmas? And to get love and not worry about receiving.
I know. Christmas has become fucked up. If I give you a fucking bar of soap, you should be so fucking happy, thrilled, grateful.
You shouldn't even think about what you're getting. You should think about how grateful you should be for having people in your life to give to.
Yeah.
So, fuck Christmas. As it is today.
I genuinely think I want to do Christmas this year with, like, a $10 gift budget.
Like, I'm going small... to Germany for Christmas, so.
I know.
I'm not even going to have a gift budget. I'm just going to say, my budget is me.
Not you going to meet Garrett silently. I got you nothing. I got you absolutely nothing. The next question is, what is your favorite episode you've done so far? Thank you for that question. That is a great question.
Oh my god, what is my favorite episode?
We did not prepare for that question.
What's your favorite episode? You go first.
I think my favorite episode, and I said this after we did it, I said that I think this is our best episode so far, and I think that has withstood, is our Davy Wavy episode.
I think that is like objectively our best episode. What was my favorite episode to, like, record and film is, like, a different challenge. Because I'm thinking, I'm like, shit, what was, like, the, like...
Well, I just think Davy Wavy's my favorite because...
Davy Wavy was really good because I think we got really good content from us. And I think we've got really good content from
Not Davy only Wavy. That, but I really enjoyed talking about what we talked about, like, sex ed and porn, queer sex education. And I really had a good time talking to Davy, like... I thought he was really nice. He asked us questions. We kind of riffed off each other. Like, he was just really, he made it so, because sometimes I feel like when we interview, I feel personally, because obviously we're this is a new process for us. I feel like sometimes it feels very rigid.
Oh, I feel very, like, I think, even objectively, I think I sound different when I'm in an interview.
And of course.
It's not something I can necessarily, like, not do, you know? Oh, you know what?
Well, I think that with the interviews, it starts a little bit robotic. And depending how the person we're interviewing interacts with us, it gets a little bit more comfortable, right? Because we've never met these people. These people are successful and are doing things that are great.
I do think that episode was, like, quite the it was an inflection point for the podcast. Because I think a lot of it was like I'm looking at our episodes now, and like a lot of our episodes were very like not rigid, but like at the beginning we had a lot more planning, I think. And then we also had not even distinct. It was more like we did episode, then we went right into interview, and it was like we had all of this planning. I don't know, scheduling, planning, anticipation, anxiety, all of these things. Mm-hmm. And I think after that episode, we really made the two distinguished, and it was a lot different for sure.
I felt more comfortable going into interviews after we interviewed Davey Wavy, mm-hmm. just because of how he, I think, me voice cracking right there, just because of how he made us like feel during the interview. I felt like I was just talking to a friend, mm-hmm. honestly. And that was chill. That was nice. Shout out to you, Davey.
No, for sure. I get that. I think one of my favorite episodes, and this is like after I'm looking back at all of them, is the queerbaiting episode.
Really?
That was our first episode filmed. That was like our first episode.
Yeah, so I probably acted dazed and confused.
Yeah, you were a little different, but it was okay. It was okay. Or that, you know, or the space race episode. That was also really good. Space race or that one, but like those two when we were filmed and like we were just, it was just podcast, me and you just talking. I felt like those were fun.
I feel like, I mean, we have gotten feedback from listeners that like they do enjoy when it's just me and you. I do love doing an interview. Like I think it just adds a whole dimension. I think that we for a while there, like, oh God, I felt a little nauseous there. For a while, like, I coordinate most of the interviews, mm-hmm. and by most, I mean every single one. and I feel like for a while there, we were just really interview heavy. Like, obviously, we talked about that. I think that we're finding, like, more of a balance of, like, just us chatting about different topics versus bringing people in when we should bring people in.
Even the BuzzFeed episode, I think, was really fun.
I felt like fucking shit after we did it. Like, I felt like I had just run a fucking marathon.
But I liked that feeling.
But editing that episode, I thought it was so funny.
Yeah, I think that was a fun one.
So, cheers to us. We fucking rock. Thanks for asking that motherfucking question.
Amen, baby. Amen.
Thanks for asking that fucking question, Allie.
Thank you, Allie McBeal. Portia de Rossi herself asked that question.
We're on episode 32. Isn't that kind of fucking...
We're more than half of a year worth of episodes.
Isn't that wild? And we only had a brief pause in August. Other than that, it's been consistent.
It was 1 week or two.
Two. It's been consistent every week other than that.
Literally.
Honestly, everyone, praise us.
You're welcome. Here's a good one. What's your quote number? This is from...
Number, like sex? That's such a stupid question.
This is from username Melly Jelly Big Big Rally.
You're making that up.
Nope.
I hope you're making that up.
Melly Jelly Big Big Rally.
Okay. So you submitted this question to the podcast. Okay. Numbers and sex.
Yeah.
That is such a stupid question.
I counted this today. I was thinking about this. Actual, like,
penetration. Yeah. My number is only two.
Oh, I beat you. Five. I think for gay men our age, we're much below.
Oh, yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? I know people whose numbers are like 40, 50, and I'm not slut shaming. Good for you.
Oh, girl, I know people whose numbers are in the hundreds.
Good for you. Good for you. I happened to land in a long-term relationship when I was 19, and so...
I happened to just not like...
Hooking up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you don't like hooking up. I enjoyed my hookup phase. If I didn't find myself in a relationship, I probably would. My number would be probably higher because I enjoyed hooking up. I have no problem with it. But that bitch stuck. That bitch stuck.
That bitch stuck. let me.
We should have had a drink counter. I'm on drink 5.
I'm on drink 6 or 7.
5. Bust a jive.
Ooh, here's a fun one. Have you ever looked through your significant other's phone?
No, but sometimes when in the past they've been on their phone, I've like looked.
Oh, I do that all the time.
I'm what like, you doing?
I'd be in bed. I'm you know.
Like you got to Snapchat. Who is it from?
They think I'm asleep. I'm like, What's that?
Yeah, like you got a Snapchat. Who's it from? I wonder.
Sometimes though, like even today, I'll
even today. Oh my god, this breaking news.
We were driving, and me and Garrett were going to IKEA, and I thought, like, I looked over. I was driving, and then Garrett was on his phone, and I looked, and I saw like a couple links. So I thought, oh, he's on someone's link tree. Like, what? And I was like, all in my head. And then we got like a couple blocks further, and then I looked at his phone again, and it was like the same kind of visual, but it was actually his UBC email login. And I was like, shit.
You're a loser. What if he was on someone's link tree?
Because you go on someone's link tree when you're going to look at like their Instagram, their OnlyFans.
Everyone has a link tree.
Now, people who have a link tree have...
It could have been Jason Derulo's link tree.
Now, it was you know what I mean? Like, if you're on someone's link tree, you're looking.
We have a link tree.
Do we?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, because I set it up.
But like, you know, I've like, or sometimes he's on Instagram and he's like looking through like guys' comments. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, you're just looking through the comments. But at first, all I see is the photo.
We're learning a lot about you today.
I'm insecure. What's new? Who isn't insecure? It's 2021.
Everyone's
we
insecure.
Live on the internet.
And we own our insecurities.
Yeah. If you can't, then grow up.
I hate myself. Woo! Anyways, love yourself. I've never like gone through my significant other's phone. Like,
I've never gone through
in the middle of the night. No. Like, you know.
Would I? Maybe.
If the opportunity presented itself, I'm a deep sleeper. I'm not waking up in the middle of the night for anything.
Like, I'm out cold.
Yeah.
You can't wake me up with fucking nothing.
So, if our significant others are listening, sleep with one eye open.
Okay, here you go.
Should I do one of the more sexual ones?
Maybe do one that's more, like, disgusting, not, like, disgusting.
Disgusting, not disgusting. Okay.
Yeah.
We just have so many questions that were sent to us. Yeah. I just need a second to look through.
Thank you, Billy Lee.
Oh, my God. Billy Lee, our first interview. Billy Lee was
sent us so many questions over the years.
No, she was a sweetheart.
She was really sweet. And I watched that season of Vanderpump Rules. She got a bad edit, I think.
She got a bad edit. And I think she's really sweet.
She was so nice.
And I went into that interview with a little bit of bias because I watched Vanderpump Rules. And she was so pure sweet.
Yeah, she was kind. Nice.
Shout out to you, Billy Lee. One of our first interviews. These are all stupid, Liam.
I haven't looked.
Have you ever done IT work?
I did take computer science and programming 10. In grade 10, I took a computer science class.
These are all sexual, Liam. We need an intermission.
I have to pee.
We need an intermission.
Don't say that.
We need an intermission. It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now. I recorded that last little bit of my beautiful singing.
Now you're just fucking singing.
Singing. Yeah. All right. Intermission over for you guys. That
don't
been,
they don't know there's an intermission.
I sang a beautiful song during the intermission. For you guys, the intermission was only 10 seconds. For us, it was 10 hours. Liam has got a question from a viewer. Liam has got a question from a viewer. Liam.
Dream interview. Who's Liam, your dream interview?
I'm not done introducing you. Liam. Take it away.
Who's your dream interview? Who's your dream interview?
We have been asked, who is your dream interview, Liam?
Somebody has been so grateful to give us their time, to give us their energy.
They have been grateful. We're grateful for them.
We've been grateful. There's gratuity all around. There's a lot of money lying around.
Yes. Yes.
Tons of cash. Who would be your dream interview?
I think I've made it known on the podcast multiple times that I want Kim Petras on the show.
Ooh.
On this show for Halloween.
I would kill her.
Her management has not responded to my multiple emails. I imagine she's very busy with her new Halloween album that I'm sure is going to be announced.
Oh, I'm so excited. Do you want to listen to Turn Off the Light Volume 2 after this?
Of course.
Okay.
I would love to have Kim Petras. I also would love to have someone like Billy Porter on the show. So
okay,
those are my two answers.
My number one answer would probably be Jesus. I want to listen to what he has to say.
Amen.
Just kidding. I would love to have Jesus on the podcast, but I don't think he'd join.
That'd be pretty sick.
I don't think he'd join. I would say in the same vein, I would say it's probably someone like Charlie XCX, I think, would be actually so much fun to talk to.
No, that would
to.
Be fucked. Like, I would actually shit my pants.
No, I'm not just saying, like, I think Kim Petras is, like, not realistic, but also kind of realistic. And, like, I feel like Charlie XCX is the same way.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think it would be a reach. Major reach. But I do think... I think she'd be the most... I think she'd be a lot of fun. When I'm thinking of it, I'm not thinking of the question as, like... Who would be the most exciting guest to have? Who would be the most fun? I think Charlie would be really fun.
Well, I'm thinking who I would personally just love to interview. Mm. And, like, have you listened to Charlie's podcast?
Charlie has a podcast?
Yeah, it's called Charlie XCX's Best Song Ever. Free promo. You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome, bitch. Get on this bitch.
I also would love to have MJ Rodriguez. Honestly, I could
Who?
Be from Pose. I would love to have so many people on the show.
Yeah, I think there are a ton of people who would be really interesting to speak to. Really, I'd love to have Jennifer Coolidge.
That would be so funny.
I can do such a good Jennifer Coolidge.
Go for it.
Okay, wait. I actually have to think of this because now I'm a little too drunk to think of it.
He's a little nervous.
I am nervous. Stage I'm fright. Actually really Stage nervous. Fright. Oh my god. Yeah. That's amazing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I just
Oh, no.
Okay, it's done. I don't want to be mean, but quite a few people can do Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah, she's a real easy one.
Yeah.
But she sounds so good.
I really want to hear Jerry Seinfeld.
I can't do Jerry Seinfeld if I'm conscious.
Do it.
What? I can't get there. I can't get there.
But you're almost there. I can hear him knocking on the door.
It's yeah.
You just have to let him in. He's knocking on the door.
Wait. What do you mean? No, it's that not worse. That. It's not. Oh, my name's no. I can't. I literally can't do it. Like I can't. Okay. I can't physically do it.
Okay.
Unless he just comes out naturally.
Well, the moral of that question is: there's a long list of people we'd like on the show. Anyone. Email us. I will keep reaching out to your managers.
Do an impression.
Do an impression?
Yeah, do an impression.
I don't know any impressions.
Do an impression of Austin Powers.
I don't know what he sounds
like. Oh, yeah, baby.
Somebody once told me that's the fucking, world is
No, fun. Bitch. No, bitch. That's the that lead was my singer impression from Smash Mouth. Smash Mouth. Smash Mouth. Do an actual impression.
I don't know how to do an impression.
You don't know any person?
That was Shakira.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
What about like Hi, my name's Cher. Shakira's more like nasally, I feel like. Cher is less nasally, but she's still in between.
But they both sound like they have a frog in their throat.
Yeah. No, but Shakira's like, you know, and Cher is like, hi.
That sounds like Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah, maybe I'm stuck on that. I'm too drunk for this fucking
What's
shit.
The next question?
Next question is.
This is our last question.
What's your favorite podcast to listen to besides ours? I will preface this question by saying I don't listen to Two Servings of Fruit.
Liam, you can't say that.
I don't listen to it.
Here's
I listen
thing.
To it every once in a while.
We started out friends. It was cool. It was all pretend.
Yeah. Since you've been gone.
But here's the thing. I edit this podcast. Me. I used to send it to Liam to prove listen to. Used to.
Chase is... I'll say this. You know, how about I say this? Chase has a work ethic that is not even comparable to mine, and I strive to be more productive Aww. In the way that Chase is, but like I physically am useless, and I don't know why.
Don't say that! You're useless. You're not useless.
Okay, maybe mentally, psychically. I just think I cannot, like, I don't know how you do it, because I've edited things before and it takes me hours.
Yeah, but
and it takes me, like, maybe I'm not good at it, or maybe, I don't know.
I've, you know, had practice with other things because of, like, with editing softwares. Like, it's not like I'm going in for the first time doing it super quickly.
Yeah, but even then, I'm like sitting down and actually starting something as a project, difficult for me.
I also stress myself out all the time, constantly. Yeah. So.
Thank God you do that, because otherwise we would not have a podcast.
What was the question?
What's your favorite podcast besides ours? I was just prefacing it. Oh. So, what is your favorite podcast?
I would say the podcast I listen to the most, and maybe this is stupid because it's such a famous, popular podcast, but...
Do not say Call Her Daddy.
No, I don't listen to Call Her Daddy.
Thank God.
But it's Crime Junkie. You know Crime Junkie? Mm-mm. It's like the number one crime podcast. Mm. They just do episodes on, like, true crime stories. And besides that, I listen to Charlie XCX's Best Song Ever. I think it's such a fun show. It's just, like, 25-minute episodes. And she has guests on, and she asks, like, what's the best song ever for, like, the peak of a party? Or, like, what's the best song ever for whatever she asks.
Oh, that's fun.
And, like, they just name a song, and then they play a snippet of the song. It's just, like, short and sweet and, like, fun to listen to what these semi-famous guests... their favorite songs are.
So it's almost like a talk show.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, yeah, that's fun. I really like the 538 Politics podcast. That's probably my favorite podcast. It's polls, statistics, electoral politics, what certain situations in the news will do to the electoral considerations for both parties, specifically in America. I love that podcast.
I'm too drunk for whatever.
No, but it's true. I love that podcast. That's my favorite podcast.
I also like...
That's like truly one of the only podcasts I listen to.
Sometimes I like the Daily Telegraph or whatever.
Oh, Daily New York Times?
Yeah.
The Daily. That's a very, very popular podcast.
Yeah.
Really good. Really informative. I don't like The Daily because I find it's borderline redundant or a little bit editorial.
I'm actually...
Regardless, it doesn't matter.
I'm too drunk to actually understand what you mean, so...
Anyways.
Maybe that's a topic for another day. Those are our favorite podcasts.
538 Politics Podcast and, I don't know, True Crime Bullshit, whatever.
These are a few of my favorite things. Breakfast at Tiffany's and Zala. Grande ripped this off of Julie Andrews.
I love you, Julie. I love you, Julie.
What's our last question?
Our last question is posed to us by one of the most famous people on Twitter.
Abby Sinclair.
No, Jack Dorsey tweeted at us tonight. I'm so thankful to you, Jack Dorsey, the creator of Twitter.
I've never heard that name in my life.
Well, he's the creator of Twitter, and he just tweeted
at
us.
And he tweeted us?
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. He asked us, what's a podcast episode that you really want to do?
Well, I would love to have you on, Jack. Just kidding, Jack. Are you gay?
You know what I would really love to do? Like, I would love to do much later. Not now. Not even in the next 6 months. This is like a 3-year goal for the podcast. Whoa. Jesus.
That's a long-term goal.
Yeah, no, this is much further down. I would love to do, like, a narrative-based, multi-episode podcast based in reality.
Like a story?
Like a story, yeah. I think that would be really cool.
I'm not you just fucking describing an entirely different podcast genre than what we are currently
doing. No, but it would be in the same vein.
It could be like a special.
Yeah, like a 2-3 episode special. It's scripted. It's got, I don't know, other voice actors.
Jack Nicholson.
It's got Jack Black. It's got Jack Nicholson.
Only Jacks.
It's got just Jacks.
Only Jacks.
It's got Jackie.
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Cox. Yeah.
That was an interesting answer I didn't expect from you.
I would say my, like, dream episode would be something comedy narrative.
Yeah, we're trying to build an army right now that would follow us to the ends of the earth. So whatever we put out, we could put out hours and hours and hours of us pooting, and you guys would just soak it all up. That's what we're trying to create here.
Right. Okay. Podcasting is the way of the future, because everybody listen to thing, nobody look at thing. No screen exists. Podcasts are about as, just as dead as radio is.
And it's getting there. Yeah, anyways, my dream episode is... What's my dream episode? What a weird question, Jack Bezos. Who yeah. What's his name?
Oh my God. What's his name? You know, actually, you know, it would be a really good interview. The thing is, with an interview, you kind of have to expect like a certain level of tacit consent about what's going to be covered. And I think if you knew the podcast and you knew who we are and you knew who you are, then like maybe someone like you knew who you are. Someone like Jeff Bezos would not be on the podcast, but I would actually love to like
to talk to him.
Him or like someone in like a penultimate position of power.
Like billionaire.
Like not just a billionaire, but I mean like the president, like not just Joe Biden, but like Barack Obama, or like even Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, Vladimir Putin, like really like massive figures that ultimately control the way the world works. Angela Merkel, she's out now, but you know, like Boris Johnson, Bill Gates.
You're just naming politicians and rich people.
They're simultaneous. They're the same thing.
Okay,
Jeff Bezos, you think if you talked to your, like the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook.
The CEO of Apple is dead.
Tim Cook, not Steve Jobs, you rat fuck.
I couldn't remember his name, so I said dead.
Tim Cook is alive. If you sat down with Tim Cook and you like asked him every question you wanted to ask him and you actually had him answer those questions... That would be a transformative interview.
I think way more important than that is if we had Erica Girardi on the podcast and she answered all the questions.
If she answered every question and we found out that she fucking knew. I swear to God. Jesus, Chase, wake up.
Do you think she knew?
I don't think Erica...
I'm bubbling.
Yeah, you've got fucking like gastrointestinal problems.
Just like my thumb.
Ew. Chase, never tell me about your thumb. I'll just say this about Erica. I think she was trapped in a really difficult marriage for a really long time. I think maybe she was suspect of what was going on. I just don't think she was complicit. I just think she was really pushed into a situation that she wasn't happy with.
Here's what I think. Erica is one of my favorite housewives, and it's been really hard this season of Beverly Hills. This is so off topic, but... of Beverly Hills to see what she's been going through. Mm-hmm. I love Erica to death.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that maybe, of course, I think it goes without saying, she was in a relationship where the power dynamic was very uneven.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that maybe she knew that something was shady about what Tom was doing. I don't believe that she knew it was to the extent of stealing from orphans and widows and all the, like, details of the terrible stuff.
I fully, completely agree with that. And I also think she didn't know, like, I think maybe she, like, I think this idea of her, like, oh, I'm taking money and I'm being rich and I'm doing it on the backs of people who are supposed to be getting this money is, like, so completely wrong. Because, like, I think, ultimately, I think she kind of thought this money wasn't necessarily coming from a legitimate source, but she wasn't spending it in a way that made her feel better about the situation. I think she was spending it in a way that was like, I'm almost like, I'm supposed to be this woman that he wants me to be. And like, I'm going to be that woman. And if he's going to give me all this money, then like, I'm going to do everything I can to be that woman. Because I'm like so ingrained in this relationship that like, I want to be the person he wants me to be. And to do that, I need to spend all this money. I need to be the glamour girl. I need to be...
No, I get it.
You know? And I think maybe that's not necessarily not who she is, but I do think it's like, it's different than who she is.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a crusade against Erica now, and there's like...
I don't know why. The bandwagon has always been, when it comes to housewives, it's always been against the one I love. You know, like, or not necessarily... When it came to Monique, like, it was against Candace, and I don't support them. We don't need against to get Candace, into it. But, like, you know, I did love Monique. But, like, when it came to any other franchise, it was, you know, everybody loved Portia. Yeah. No one loved Kenya. And I was always like, Portia was the one that was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Or any other franchise.
No. Yeah.
Same, it's in the same
way. I mean, people forget that, like, the show is edited a certain way. But mm-hmm. I think that the show, I don't know. I think Erica does not know what everyone thinks she knows. I do think that maybe she knows more than she's saying she knows. In the same sense, I don't blame her for anything that she's doing. Like, say you were in that situation and you knew something was shady going on. You didn't know it was as bad as it was. And then you find out it was as bad as it was.
Yeah.
Are you going to go on television in front of all these people and say, I knew something fucked up was going on?
No.
No.
No, not at all. No, I fully agree. I think...
Like, why are we blaming her for doing that? If any of us were in that situation, it's not like we would fucking own up to it.
No, absolutely. I think, like, I don't even necessarily think she's lying, you know? Like,
I don't everybody, think like, either.
Everybody's, like, picking apart every word she says to say, like, oh my god, she's lying. She's lying about this. She's lying about that. She's lying, blah, blah, blah. Like, in your day-to-day life, you do not get 100% of the facts. But you still talk about them as if it's 100% true.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's exactly what she's doing with a lot of these things. Like, with, like, car crashes or whatever. It's like...
Yeah.
Sure, maybe all the stories don't add up. Or sure, maybe it sounds a little difficult to believe. But, like, to speculate on the veracity of it based on what her husband did is... honestly, a little unfair to her.
And why are we so focused on her when we know that it was her husband who was doing
exactly
shit that was messed up? Why are we so focused on Erica? Like
her husband is the one being accused of all of these terrible things.
The problem, the concern I have is that her name, I think her name is signed on some stuff, which I know that, like,
I'm sure it is, and I'm 100% sure all of those documents will be brought up in court, and I'm 100% sure she will be implicated to some extent.
Do you think she'll face jail?
No,
like I don't Teresa think she'll did?
No.
Teresa went to jail for less.
I think Jen Shah will go to jail because Jen Shah is the sole, you know, she's the person they're going after.
Her and her assistant, yeah. Oh my God.
But I think when it, Teresa was dealing with much less money.
Yeah, and she went to jail.
She was dealing with much less. But that's what I mean. It's easier to look at that money and think, like, oh, you both could be interacting with this. When it comes to Tom and Erica, it's like that's you're dealing with enterprises, and it's a lot easier for. I think it's personally, I think from my perspective, it's a lot easier for vast sums of money to go unnoticed than it is for a collective amount that's ultimately just as great.
I think that maybe that's where we ended on.
Anyways, yeah, let's just get off topic.
That was very off topic. But you know what?
I support Erica. I don't think she's guilty. I really hope she's not guilty. I truly can't think of her as guilty.
I love Erica. I've loved everything Erica stood for on the show. I think she has been the least pretentious housewife on Beverly Hills.
Given the fact that she was spending the most money.
Yeah, and she was so rich, and she had everything at her disposal, and she was still a real ass bitch.
And she's still going on the show, putting herself through it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
let's talk about the housewives that have had hard shit come up and they stop filming.
Or
Vanderpump.
Lisa Vanderpump, Adrian Malouf, yeah. Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle didn't want to talk about the fact that, like, her husband was showing up in tabloids. That's the least of your worries.
Erica,
when it comes to the fact that your husband is actually being, like, accused in federal court of defrauding hundreds of people who are absolutely deserving of the money that they're owed.
And Erica still shows up to film. Every time.
Every time.
There's been, like, what? There's been two times where she's been so upset she's had to leave. But she shows up.
Yeah.
And she talks about it.
No, that's... And on the reunion, I know she's gonna be there...
in the hot seat, for sure.
Even more than Monique was.
Yeah. And yeah.
You know, like, she's gonna be pressed hard.
So, we support Erica.
This is an Erica Girardi podcast.
Erica, come on the show.
Erica, join us. Join us.
So, I literally
frankly email this video to amazing video.
This audio.
Yeah, just to Erica and say, hey, girl.
We want to talk to you and say, we love you so much.
We'll talk you up.
We will hype you up.
We'll bump the new tunes. We'll play expensive, etc.
Are there new tunes?
I don't think there are new ones.
Yeah. Tom paid for that.
He did, illegally.
Expensive? Potentially. Expensive's a great song. Anyways.
It's expensive to be mad.
I think we're done with the questions for now, today, tomorrow, the next day.
Yeah. Any last words, Chase?
My last words are amen, God bless, see you next time.
Okay, you can't say anything after that.
No,
my last words are this.
You can. I need to give it the outro because you aren't capable.
Okay, well, I just want to say never watch Squid Game.
It's a really good show.
It's really depressing.
It is depressing.
I just want to take a moment to think about all the people who have died because of Squid Game.
Liam, it's a fake show. Holy shit.
The second thing I want to say is, Erica, I support you.
We love you, Erica.
Chase, we're still actually on my turf. We're still actually on my turf.
Okay.
Awkward. Third thing I want to say is... Chase, third thing I want to say is...
Crushing cans.
Third thing I want to say is, I love you all. Amen.
So you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok at @2servingspod. You can email us at @2servingspod@gmail.com if you want to be on the next roundtable or want to complain or give us questions for our next Q&A.
If your name is Kim Petras, you are banned from listening to this podcast.
No, if your name is Kim Petras
and you listen to this podcast, I swear to God, I will come to your house and I will burn it down.
Stop. I want Kim Petras on the show. Anyways. You can find more about us at 2servingspod.com.
If you go to www.2servingpod.com/Kim Petras, you'll find a lot of pictures of severed heads. I'm just kidding, Kimmy. I love you, baby.
I'm proud of myself for getting through that whole outro drunk and still saying it perfectly. And you can't even say, leave us a review sober.
I can say it. I can say it.
You can't even say it sober.
No, I can say it.
Okay.
Leave us a review. On the Apple Podcast.
Please leave us a 5-star
please
review.
Please leave us a review. Do it. Please leave us.
Liam.
Do it.
Liam.
Okay.
Say it.
Okay. Please leave us a review on the Apple Podcast Store or on the Google Podcast Store or like wherever you listen to your podcast.
Thank you so much for listening to this drunk episode. If you like this episode, let us know. We'll do more. We're never afraid of having a drink.
We're never afraid.
Liam, can you say bye, please?
I'm going to Wendy's and I'm driving myself there right now.
I can drive. All right. Thank you for listening. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Can't drive.
I can drive.